I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we want you, our listeners and viewers, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Not only should you subscribe, but leave a 5-star review and write something nice about us, or don't. Whatever. You can check out Femi's hour of the show from today, the bet that he's making for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, and like, comment, and subscribe. It's the thing. I'm going to sneeze. It's gone. Sad. Honestly, like, top five worst things in life on the list when you have a sneeze and you don't get it out. Sucks. Yeah. That just happened.
Stubbing your toe hurt.
So here would be, here's my thought on the toe stub. The thing that's unique with stubbing your toe versus almost any other form of pain in life, like physical pain that you endure, there's always, I guess it's like a split second. It's definitely not a full second, but maybe there's like a half second, right? Where you stub your toe and your brain's moving really fast, right? And you know that you've stubbed your toe and you are about to feel like incredible pain. And you have that moment for like a split second before the pain hits where you know it's coming. And I always find that to be like a funny experience when I stub my toe. And like the hundreds of times I've probably done it over the course of my life.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's like, you know it's coming and it just shows up. Yeah, it's the absolute worst. The sneeze one, yeah, I feel like that's more so an annoyance than anything. Like you're just annoyed that like you wanted to clear it out, and like all of a sudden you lost it.
It doesn't like physically hurt, so it's not the same in that regard. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, you get that feeling. It's like the sneeze is coming on, and then like it dissipates, and I don't know. It's like I kind of feel like I'm going to die every time that happens. Like the sneeze is being forced down. Like my heart going to explode. Or what's going to happen here?
Like you have to like burp, but like for some reason it's not coming up. Like that one is really bad. But then like all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, you let out like a massive one as like it all just kind of leaves your body. Like that one's like, especially like you're in the pool or whatever you're drinking, and you're just like, oh, I need a burp, but like for some reason it's not coming out.
Because Femi has a pool and drinks at his pool every weekend. So this happens to Femi literally every single week.
Well, in the summertime, yes. In the fall, it has not been as much.
But, why not?
Yeah.
It's like 80 degrees all year round, right?
Yeah, it's not pool season. Yeah, we get like 90 and above. You know, we're soft out here.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, nobody's going in the pool at 75, 80 degrees.
80 degrees, yeah, people go in the pool. All right.
I mean, you could right. But it's, you know, a little chilly.
Yeah, I can burp on command, so I don't really have that problem. I can just get them out.
Yeah. It's like you don't have to try to force it. Yeah.
Can most people burp on command or no?
I would guess it's like a 50-50 kind of a thing.
Would you like for me to show you?
Guess. Please. It's an audio medium. I love it. See, it's like, I don't know, that's funny to me.
Who else on our show can burp on command? Bill Zimmerman can. Bill, I would like, Bill, can you please burp into the microphone? That one honestly was way, way better than mine. Way, way better. Addie,
professional.
Addie can burp on command. Addie, will you burp on command for us, please, into the microphone? Please? Addie? Addy, would you like to win Nick Costos' money this week?
Addy, if you
burp into the microphone right now, you become the favorite to win Nick Costos' money.
I'm okay. Thank you.
Who else can burp on command on the show? Jake, can you? Because so far, Bill's in the lead. Oh, Mike Brown can. Mike, will you burp into the microphone, please?
Oh, that was terrible.
Was Mike just shot on the air? Is that what just happened?
Jake, can you pull that noise? Oh my. I kind of think like we've crossed the Rubicon here. Like we may have gone too far. Jake, can you guys cut? Honestly, like,
oh my god.
Like I thought I was like,
wow.
Like Bill may need an endoscopy. Like Mike may need like you might need stomachs. What was that noise?
it was lunch, is what it was.
Okay, here's what I would like. Bill, can you do in succession a burp, pig oink, burp?
I don't know if I can do that. I can try.
Okay.
Yeah, see that it takes away the ability to do anything else.
He just burps into the microphone after.
Who had the most disgusting burp? Mike or Bill?
Oh, it's Mike. I don't know if it's because like the initial one was like Jake said, sounded like he got shot.
All right.
The second, like, my God, that was something.
Okay, so here's what, I'm 42 years old. These are two of the best, like, on-command burps I've ever heard. So here's what I would like. I want everybody to vote. Mike is going to fake burp, and then Bill is going to fake burp, and we will decide who has the grosser fake burp of the two. Mike Brown, you are up first. So give us a good fake burp, please.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Yeah, there's no way I'm topping that. There's no way.
It's so disgusting.
Like that's coming from like the bowels, man.
That was like TJ McConnell. Like lay up, steal the inbound, lay it up again. Like the second burp like was unnecessary.
Wow.
Like we already gave you a 50 for the dunk. We didn't need the second dunk. All right. Okay, now Bill, take your time here. See if you can beat Mike Brown's burp. You've heard of win Nick Costos' money? This is beat Mike Brown's burp.
Yeah, I don't think I can. Let's see what we can do here. Yeah,
that was not great.
First one.
Mike Brown.
Should Mike burp one more time?
No. I don't think you should.
Yeah, you know what? I think you should. Mike, can you burp one more time for us? Just one more time. Just one more time.
It's as if he's like chugging soda in between. Like these are. Like, good God.
I mean,
oh my goodness.
So I thought I had like my burps suck compared to that.
Hi. Oh that, man. My goodness.
All right. You bet on a Thursday. I have like a couple other like random thoughts. Does anyone, does Tyler, or Jake, you guys want to try your hands at a fake burp? Anybody?
I'm Tyler. I'm money. Up. I don't know what Jake.
Yeah, I'm puking.
Jake.
Don't have the ability, nor do I want it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So how about this? This is like a. Like Nick Costos, welcome to like 2025 moment. So my wife and I are planning this Saturday, like with our daughter. And I don't really want to, it doesn't matter what the plans are. We're like, we're going somewhere and like we want to eat also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're like, my wife's like, okay, like where should we eat? Like somewhere in the area. And I just have this idea. And this is not like I've like discovered electricity. Many other people have this idea also. But this is the first time I've ever like thought this and done this.
To burp in front of your child.
It's the first time I've done
this. You're so sick.
Where I went onto AI, which is like, I'm such a boomer. I went onto AI. Like, I don't pay for ChatGPT, so I used, like, whatever, like, the free one is.
Yes, like Gemini or something like that? Or
And I said, Google. This is where we are going. What are, like, kid-friendly things to do here? And what are kid-friendly restaurants in the area within walking distance? We want to be at the place from like 12 to 4 and then eat around 4:30 or 5. And it within like 2 seconds, spit out like an entire itinerary. It was unbelievable.
Wow. And like cross-reference and everything like all makes sense and it's all really good. Like there's no like weird stuff.
It all made
in
sense. It was like here are like the five best restaurants in the area if you want to bring your child. Like this one is child friendly for this reason. The other one, whatever. It's crazy. I might start using AI.
Are you gonna start planning your vacations like that? Because planning a vacation, I think it's fun, but it's also like a hassle. Like it's okay. Like
I don't do it.
Like, the reservation at the hotel.
One of the reasons why my wife and I get into fights is because, like, it's because my wife does everything.
Gotcha. And then you're not happy with something that she plans, and then it becomes an
issue.
Well,
and then she'll be like, and then what usually happens is because, like, I say the thing that you're not supposed to say, which is, and she's like, I do this, this, and this, and I say, well, I paid for it.
Mm, yeah,
it's not
a bridge you want to cross.
I mean, you can try to cross it. But it collapses while you're on it, and you fall to your watery death.
Who do you think's footing the bill? It's like, whoa! Yes.
I don't necessarily say it like that.
Like a good idea, though.
So if we use, here's my question: if we used AI on this show, which person on the show and our crew becomes the most replaceable?
Ooh, this is getting to dangerous territory. Odyssey could be listening. this is
dangerous. It's Tyler, right?
I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm not a part of this conversation.
It's easily Tyler, right? Tyler, are you ready to be replaced by someone named Gemini, who's not an American Gladiator?
Tyler, defend yourself.
You guys like
yourself.
That Shlareth clip?
Final hour, Power Hour, coming up on the other side. All our best for tonight in the world of sports. Rob Mazzola will join us, but Jay Croucher of NBC starts it off next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.